We're in the village of Sata Pira in Punjab. It's a farming community. There are fields stretching as far as the eye can see, where the rice crop will soon be planted. I'm making my way past a row of houses enclosed by high brick walls. We've come to meet a woman called Alaraki. When she was just 18, her husband held her down and sliced off her nose with a barber's blade. Assalamu alaikum, Alaraki.
Alaikum assalam. Hi.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Alaraki welcomes us warmly. A scarf covers her hair, but she no longer needs to cover her face. She has a broad smile and a deep scar running down her forehead, leading to the new nose created from her ribs. We set off through the fields to the spot where Alaraki was attacked. She was then a teenage mother of two, trying to escape a violent husband. She reenacted what happened when he caught her.
All of a sudden, he grabbed my wrists and pulled me down. I fell onto my back. He sat on my chest and reached for a blade in his pocket. As he slashed my nose off, blood poured into my eyes. Then he cut my ankle from one side to the other.
Back home, sitting on a traditional woven bed, Alaraki shows me a photo taken before the attack, when she was still the beauty of her family.
It's a
beautiful photo.
Afterwards, she couldn't bear to look in the mirror. She hid her disfigurement, even from her own children, and tried to hide her pain from the world.
I covered my nose with a piece of cloth tied around my head. When I went outside, I pulled a scarf around my face. I was like this for 32 years. I wished I was dead. It would have been better if instead of cutting off my nose, he had cut my throat.
But Alaraki is back under the same roof with the man who mutilated her, her ex-husband, Ghulam Abbas. As she told her story, he sat nearby, listening intently. After the attack, he spent 6 months in jail, then divorced her and threw her out. Now he's older and weaker, a shadow of the man who brutalized Alaraki all those years ago. But he still shows no sign of remorse.
What can I say about this now? It's better if you don't ask. Whatever happened was because of her crimes.
So you're saying it was her fault?
Yes, absolutely, it was her fault. It was due to her mistake.
So are you not at all sorry for what you did?
Why be sorry about what has passed? It won't change it.
In the compound next door, Alaraki's adult son, Azhar, is building a wall under a scorching sun. He is a struggling labourer, and for love of him, she came home.
It pains me a lot to be here. I die every minute, but my son wants me here. And I'm happy when I see my son and my grandchildren.
Have you been threatened since you came back?
Both bar.
Many times. My ex-husband says, why are you here? Either live as my wife or go away. I'm willing to go, and I'm also willing to die, but I'm not willing to be his wife again.
As the sun goes down, Alaraki draws water from the well and brings it to Azhar, who is still hard at work. God will hear our prayers, she says, stroking his forehead. Alaraki is trying to find a job to support her son. And this spirited woman has another plan. She wants to pierce her new nose.